Well, it's always nice to catch up with the boss of the Grain Producers Australia. Colin Bettles joins me. Morning, mate.
Good. How are you, Troy?
Oh, I'm not too bad for this Thursday. Now, you and the team there at GPA have, you've launched a brand new fundraising appeal. What's the appeal about?
Well, initially we were approached by some farmers and three of them from Western Australia wanting to find ways of supporting their farming cousins and communities in the Ukraine.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, everyone's been upset by the warring or the invasion of Ukraine by Russia. And we know it's having an impact with high grain prices, but also high input costs for Australian farmers and throughout the globe. So people have been wrestling with ways that they can provide support. And James Stacey, another grain farmer in South Australia, approached GPA and other farmers, Brad Jones in West Australia and David Fullwood and Simon Walwark. They all came on board with Andrew Whitelaw, who's a market analyst as well, and we formed a subcommittee of GPA. So we've launched that today. And look, essentially what we're asking to do initially is for people to submit ideas on what they think are the best support programs, areas where we can donate money. And the focus of that support is on long-term humanitarian aid to support recovery. And we got that advice actually from a couple of retired ADF servicemen who are involved with war recovery efforts in Iraq. And they said what the Ukraine needs right now and the farmers there and communities is moral support. And so that's why initially we're asking farmers to put out Ukraine flags on their seeders during seeding period or on their farm machinery and show that moral support and share the images of those flags on their machinery and post it on social media with the Aussie Grain for Ukraine hashtag. And then what we're going to do, the subcommittee will assess all of the ideas that we get from various farmers or from other areas of the grains industry or across Australia, and then we'll decide which are the best ones going forward, and we'll announce those around the time harvest starts. And then we've also set up a grain delivery card in the National Grower Register system, and we'll ask people to donate any grain that they harvest under that grower delivery card, which is numbered 1500. 4442, and that will be managed by GPA, and okay. We just think it's a really neat, simple way to provide that support to the people in Ukraine.
Yeah, no, great idea, and nice to see that a couple of the boys over here in WA put their heads together and came up with it as well, mate.
Yeah, there's some smart farmers involved, but you know they've got connections to the Ukraine through their Nuffield scholarships.
Okay.
And so, you know, and David Ford obviously has been out in the media talking about this issue as well. But people in Australian society more broadly are interested in the issue of how this war is impacting grain prices and input costs to Australian farmers. But these people said, well, if we get our heads together and work out a way, we can redirect some of those high grain prices and give farmers that choice to make a donation through the NGR system or through the delivery card of any grain they harvest, then we think that's a really neat way of going about it.
Yeah, no, fantastic. A wonderful initiative. So well done to everybody involved here. So you're urging farmers to share images of the Ukraine flag?
Yep. On their machinery during seeding. We're also putting out a shout out as well to our sister organisations throughout the world. We want the Ukraine to know that we're supporting them. And while we're going to post those flags on social media as well, but we want farming groups in other countries like the US or Canada, wherever they are in the world, we want them to put their heads together and do something similar as well. The more that the people of the Ukraine know that we're supporting them, the better we think, and the more successful this program will be.
Okay, so for our WA farmers, what's the best way that they can get involved here, mate? Get in contact with you there at GPA, or I'm sure that they're probably seeing it on their social media pages right now.
Yep, that's right. We know that not everyone's on social media or using the internet, but people are always welcome to contact me directly. But, yeah, we have a campaign page on our website, and that's where we really want to channel everything through so people can submit their ideas on where they think the best humanitarian aid can be directed with any fund raised. And then when we'll announce them again at harvest and people, you know, obviously will be interested in wanting to know where the program's at.
Yep.
And but I think there may be a shortage of Ukraine flags throughout Australia, Troy.
Can't they paint it on or something, mate?
Well, this is where we think the farmer invention and ingenuity and innovation will step up. I have no doubt that this will morph into something else. Someone will come up with a great idea of how to display their support to those Ukraine communities and farmers through this way.
Yep.
But you may know a way, you know, you've been through the Ukraine embassy or through flag makers of how we can get flags out to Australian farmers a lot quicker during seeding.
Wonderful initiative, mate. Good luck with it all. It is the Grain for Ukraine. If you are wanting to know more, give us a buzz here at the station, or I'm sure that you've seen it on your social media pages today, and you probably will over the next couple of weeks or so. So a wonderful initiative. Colin Bettles from GPA, thanks for your time today, mate, and have a happy Easter.
Pleasure, and good luck to everyone at seeding as well. I hear there's been a bit of rain there, so it's a relatively good start in most of the farming regions.